You know, I was looking at Thanksgiving, and I realized you can't do it right without singing. If you look in the Bible, you're going to have trouble giving thanks and not singing. I think David must have known how to do it best, because him and his crew were singers. They were singers and praisers. You look through the Psalms. If you want to look for thanksgiving and giving of thanks, look in the Psalms, because you're going to find a bunch of it. Amen? You look at Nehemiah. They had people that was their job. You're the director of thanksgiving. That's a pretty good job, huh? I welcome the director of thanksgiving here today. Glory to God. That's a good job. Their job was to go before and begin to give thanks and pray, and then other people came and began to give thanks and pray. They were praisers. They gave thanks. You know, it's good to be thankful, but the act of being thankful is giving thanks. Amen? It's not, you can't just be thankful and then say, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Don't I look thankful? No, you don't. No, you don't. I know. Look in Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, if I'd only wrote the verse down. If I'd only wrote the verse down, we'd have known what it was. All right, go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's do that one, actually. That's the one I wanted anyway. I know when I was growing up, if we came and we came to my mom and good things have been happening, and she'd say, aren't you thankful? And I go, yeah, we're whew, thankful, Mom. Yeah, especially a teenager, you know, Mom, I'm thankful. Can you leave me alone? Don't I look thankful? She said, if you're thankful, you'd be giving thanks. And then she'd quote this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, in everything, give thanks. It doesn't say for everything, give thanks. Right? In every situation, in every circumstance, in every place that you'll be, give thanks. In the good times, amen? Easy to give thanks in the good times, yet not everybody does it. Right? You know, if Brother Moore said years ago, he said, you cannot be gracious to somebody who thinks you owe them. And that's true. If you're entitled to something, I mean, look at the guy that was praying, the two men that went to the Pharisee, and he stood up and he said, I thank thee, God, that I'm not like them. That's not thankfulness. That's not giving thanks. That has nothing to do. That's selfishness and entitlement, because he thinks he deserves because of what he's done. You know, faith people got to watch that. We don't deserve because of what we've done. We do because he made us deserve. He gave us the right to deserve. He gave us undeserved favor and said, I'm giving you this. And now you do good works because you... Not, you couldn't do them before. No, you couldn't do a good enough work without God to get anywhere. But now we can do good works because we're full of God. Amen? It said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Remember the song? Everybody, you guys ever sing that? That's the next thing she'd do to me. Okay, I'm gonna give you this song. Now listen close, because you'll have to remember it, because the words are difficult. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. You guys don't know that song? Because I had to know it, because that's the next thing I got from my mom when I said, I'm thankful, Mom. She said, let's sing this together. And you know, she would not stop until you found a way to be thankful and give thanks. Because why? Because she's trying to build you up to bring you. She knows that just saying it, but without the heart, without the hope, without the joy, it's not going to take you where God wants to take you with it. Because giving thanks is powerful. It is a foundation from which we pray. Right? In Philippians, he says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. In other words, with the knowledge that who you're praying to is a good and faithful God. But you get thankful when you think about those things. You get thankful when you think about, when you recall to mind His goodness and His mercy. You begin to get thankful and you begin to give thanks for who He is, for what He's been, for what He's done. He's a good God. He's a good God. You know, in Lamentations 3, I know I go to that verse a lot, but you know, if you read the chapter, he starts out by, woe is me. And then I think about verse 18, look at Lamentations 3:18. Said, and I said, my strength and my hope, this is us, when we're in the wrong frame. My strength and my hope, Lord, it's perished. It's my strength, my hope, it's perished from the Lord. Next verse. Remembering, when is your strength perished? When you remember your affliction and your misery, the wormwood and the gall. Now, I don't know what wormwood and gall is. I don't want none of it. Amen? I'm not going to have today, like when I go to the restaurant, I'm going to say, can I get some wormwood and gall? You know what? When you remember that, and see, that's what the devil's trick is. He's trying to get you to look at circumstances, momentary things that are happening in your life that are all subject to change. They're subject to change through the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not subject to change if you're just living the world and talking this way. Amen? God is not moved by your whining. Right? Anybody ever had their kid whine to get something? Did it make you want to get it for them? Huh? Mom, I need it. Dad, I need it. I need it. I need it. It's so bad. I got to have it. You don't want to get that person anything. Right? That's not what God's looking for. He's not looking for the most miserable person so He can help them out. He is looking for the most miserable person so that He can make them unmiserable. Amen? But it's their hope that He works with. It's their hope that He's trying to build up. And when you go to that next verse, I'm sorry. They remembered, and their soul hath them still in remembrance, and it's humbled in me. When you sit and think about everything that's going wrong, you know, what if you're in a group of 3 or 4 people? Oh, it's not going good. It's going bad. Wife's mad. House is falling apart. Kids are crying. Car's broke down. Refrigerator don't work. Don't know if I'll have my job next week. And you got all those people saying that, but yet you are in that same crowd. Guess what time it is? Time to give thanks. Say, yeah, but. And that's what happens here. He stops for a minute and he says, but this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. What's he doing? He's quitting remembering the junk and the yuck, and he's saying, I recall this, and now I have hope. Why? Because the hope that was perishing is now coming back, and the thankfulness, the thanksgiving is rising up in him. You can't have this kind. You got to recall that what? That my Lord's good. Verse 22. What am I going to recall? That the Lord's mercies, it's of the Lord's mercies that I'm not consumed. In other words, I'm not stopping here. This is not my final destination. It's of His mercies that I'm not going to be consumed. I will not be consumed. And His compassions, His love towards me, His love actions towards me never fail. God is going to have actions of love towards me all day long. all from morning to night while I'm asleep, his actions of love. That's what compassion, love in action. And God's always in action, and he's love. So he's always doing something on your behalf. He's working for you, in you, through you. His desire, his design is just what Rick was talking. His plan. Prosper you. Not to harm you. He's going to give you hope. He's going to give you a future. This is what he does. He said, these things I recall, that it's of his mercies. What? I have the Lord's mercies. They're sure. And then the next verse, he just gets bolder. Why? Because that thanksgiving is growing. But he's saying, and they're new every morning, and great, great is your faithfulness. Amen. What's he doing? He's becoming thankful for who God is, who God's been, why he's not going to fall. And he's becoming joyful again, and he's renewing his hope. You know, I find it would be impossible to have joy without thanksgiving. Amen? I mean, I just don't know how you do it. Because joy, the joy of the Lord, your strength, and it's going to build up a thanksgiving unto God for all that he's done in our lives, for all he's doing for us, for his protection. And when those people are in that group talking and they're down, and you say, oh, but I remember a time I was in that way. And the Lord showed up for me. I trusted him, and he didn't let me down. I put my hope in him, and he stayed close to me, and he gave to me, and he helped me. He built me up. He lifted me up. He took me to a higher place. He kept me. Amen? And that's when what are you doing right there? You're giving thanks. You're giving thanks to God because he was your source and he can be their source. And giving thanks magnifies him. Amen. Look at that verse. It's in Psalm. It says in Psalm 69, verse 30. It says, I will praise the name of God with a song. You guys got a song ready? Because we're getting ready to praise the name of God with a song. I'll praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him. I will make him bigger and bigger and bigger. I will make him brighter and brighter and brighter. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving doesn't give glory to the enemy. It doesn't give glory to the situation. It gives glory to God. And it brings, and to somebody who can't see him, it makes him bigger. Here, let me make him bigger. He's always saved me. He's been good to me. Remember when he helped you last year? Remember when he built you up? Remember when you couldn't pay your bills and that came right in? Remember when you trusted him and he never failed? Amen? Thanksgiving magnifies him. So we sing a song. We sing a song of thanksgiving and a song of praise. Amen? And when you sing to him, you know, it's not good to... Thank you, Lord. No. Sing to him. Sing from your heart. I don't care how good your voice. My mom had a horrible voice. And she'd still get, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And she'd sing it right there in front of me. Okay, Mom. By the fifth time, I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you know, I can tell you, I lived in my house growing up, and it wasn't always a good place to be thankful. We didn't always have food in the refrigerator. We didn't always have stuff we needed. My dad didn't even work part of his life. He got hurt. And so there was lots of times we moved because it was time to move. Huh? Yeah, you got to move because that house that you were in was no longer available to you. Amen. And you know, my mom never a day of her life. Why? Because she was giving him thanks. She was joyful. No matter what was going on, you couldn't have told what was going on in her house by looking at her. Why? She was thankful. And she gave thanks. She spent her, you know, if you, and that's what God's looking for. He's looking for a person, a people that will rejoice and give him thanks, that will stand up and sing a song and will sing it with all their heart and know that He's God and be thankful. Do you realize how many things that just the people in this church, in these churches in Sarasota and Branson, have to be thankful for? We thanked God a couple Wednesdays ago because we have so much to be thankful for. Brother Moore mentioned it just the other day. Do you realize there was not a major hurricane that hit anywhere near the United States this year? But the Lord did that. Our good God did that. They were out there, but they didn't come near us. Glory to God. We should be thankful. All the ministry that's happened through this church, Brother Moore's went places and in this church and the conferences. Think about all our events. They've all went good. They've all went great. Things like that don't happen without the Lord's help. They don't happen without the Lord's help. People have been healed. People have been saved. People have gotten new houses. People are living in overflow. And you may be sitting there saying, I'm not living in overflow. I hear you talking, Brother Dave, but that's not happening. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Stand up. Let's sing a song of thanksgiving so that they can stop saying that. Say something different. Sing this song. Amen.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord.
One of the things I was reading, one of the reasons I kept the choir up here, is I was looking at the definitions of Thanksgiving, and it mentioned a choir in one of them. So I thought, well, there's a choir, and then look at this choir. Amen. The other thing that it mentioned was an outstretched arm, a raised hand, giving thanks unto God. When we raise our hands, you know, people say, oh, that's just weird. You know what? It's not just weird. It is worship. It is grateful worship to the God who made you, to the God who cleansed you, to the God that saved you and brought you out, to the God that healed you and brought you up. Amen. People say, well, I'm not healed today. Sing the song. Sing the song. Sing it like you are, because you are. Amen. So as we sing it, start with that second verse. As we sing it again, raise your hands. Not by force, not because I told you to, but because you love Him. Because you're grateful. Because you're giving thanks. Truly give thanks from your heart. I don't care where you're at today. I don't care what's waiting for you tomorrow. If you'll trust God right now, you'll give Him a place. You'll give Him a place to help you and to bring you up and to keep you from harm and to take you into higher places. You'll give Him the opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sing it, Matt.
For all you've done in my life.
For all you've done in my life.
You took on the darkness.
You took the darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You took my sin and my shame.
You took my sin and my shame.
You took every sickness.
Seated again. Don't get too comfortable. We're going to break out in song again. I just know it. I just know it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't that build you up? You know, a person that's hopeless, they don't need to be kicked. A person that's down doesn't need to be put down further. They need to be encouraged. And giving thanks encourages people. Giving thanks, in other words, giving glory to God, giving Him the glory. You're not standing there saying, yeah, look at my life. It's going so well. Sorry about yours. You know, my life's going good. God's helped me. I don't know about you, but that's not what they need. They need you to give thanks right now. You know what? I can tell you right now, I've been where you're at. God pulled me out. I've seen where you're going. God kept me. God went before me. He went around me. He protected me. He kept me. And when we begin to encourage people, because unthankfulness causes memory loss. And so what you're trying to get them to do is remember. Remember when He was good to you. You know, that's what God kept telling the children of Israel. He said, remember when I brought you through the Red Sea. Remember. When all those insects and all those things were happening in Egypt, you were spared. Remember when I fed you in the wilderness. Remember. What's He trying to do? He's trying to get them to remember. Why? Because they forgot. They had memory loss. Why? Because they weren't thankful. They were not giving thanks. And when you give thanks, then your thankful muscle, if you will be stronger. It'll be more apt to work. Right? Because when you're thankful, you begin to give thanks at all times. You begin to take a moment and say, wait a second. Lord, you've been good to me. You'd be like the guy in Lamentation. I'm not going down. I'm going up. I got your mercy. I won't be consumed. I got your promises. I won't. You love me. You know, if you just stop for a minute and say, wait a second, Lord, you love me. You care about me and you care for me. Then if you just stop for a minute and think about the love God has for you. He loved you so much that he gave his son. He was the father and the creator, and we gave it all back. And he said, no, I want to be their father. I want to be their father. He said, I want to be their father. So he gave Jesus so that he could be our father again, so that we could be his children. And we could serve him, and he gave him, and he put us in a place, and he made us clean again, and he made us acceptable, and he's done these things, and he's healed your bodies. And people say, well, but I'm sick. He's healed your bodies. Yeah, but I don't feel good. He's healed your bodies. Begin to be thankful for what he said instead of where you're at. Glory to God. Because what he said is way more powerful than where we're at. Amen? Because his plan didn't change. It's just like Brother Rick was talking about. From the beginning to the end. From the end to the beginning. He knows it all. And his plan didn't change. His plan's not going to... He is consistent. You know, there's a verse in Psalms. Let me think of it. It says... Maybe I wrote it down. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I write at night. You know what that looks like. When you write at night, you just hope you can read later. Psalm 30, I wrote it down. I can't read it, but I did write it down. Psalm 30, verse 4. God wakes you up in the middle of the night, you got to write. And you're writing like this anyway, and your paper's moving. Psalm 30 says, sing unto the Lord. Uh-oh. See what I'm telling you? You're not going to go very far with thanksgiving before you're singing. Amen? Because that's what joy does. Joy doesn't just say, oh, yeah, I'm joyful. Oh, joyful. Whoo, joyful. Man, I'm joyful. I'm so joyful, I'm going to sit down here and be joyful. That's not joy. Joy is what Kevin was doing when he got up here. That's joy. Joy makes you do that kind of thing. Joy makes you rejoice. It causes you to come up from that low place. And it brings you up to here. It places you in hope that you can have exactly what God says. And you begin to remember. It says, sing unto the Lord. Oh, you saints of his. Did you know in Ephesians 4? It says that giving thanks is becoming. That's becoming of a saint. Because it talks about don't do this and this and this. It's not becoming of a saint. And it says don't do this and this and this, but rather give thanks. What's he saying? Rather give thanks is becoming of a saint. Amen? That's how we should look. We should be the one in the crowd, not telling the joke, not talking bad, not say, well, if it weren't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any, man. You know what? If you're counting on luck, you're in trouble either way, good or bad. Amen? Because it ain't your Savior. Amen? It says, sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his, and give thanks. What? At the remembrance of his holiness. That verse again that Rick brought out. There's none like him. There's none above him. There's none better than him. There's none greater than him. There is none like him. There is none that can save like Jesus Christ. There is none that can bring you out like our Lord God. There is none that can deliver. Amen?
Amen.
If you're looking another place, you're not going to find it. Because there is none. Amen? He is the only God, and He is the only true love. You will not find love in any other place. You've heard looking for love in all the wrong places? Every other place you look for it besides God, you found the wrong one. It was a counterfeit, and you need to get rid of it, and you need to come back to the love. The love of your life, the one that saved you, the one that brought you in and called you son, the one that gave you His light and took you out of darkness, the one that healed you, the one that prospers you, the one that cares about you. And He'll not let you fail. He will not let us fail if we'll trust Him. He can't do any, you know, you could look, you can go like this and never grab His hand, and He can't do it, but you grab His hand, and you ain't never going to let, you won't never fail. Is that good English? You won't never? There you go. It is today. Amen? His holiness. He is different than any, you know what? Every other thing you look to will not be like Him. There, you will find no answers in any other place. You will find no redemption in any other place. You will find no kindness like His. His kindness is it melts you. His love and the tangibleness of His love, the experience of knowing Him. And the more you know Him, the more thankful you are, the more giving of thanks you do. Right? Because people that don't know how good He is, you can only give so much thanks. But when you start experiencing His goodness, when you start knowing He's good, amen? And it's not because you don't just know He's good because people told you He's good. You know He's good because you have experienced His goodness and you've trusted in His goodness. And when you begin to trust in His goodness, you find there's none like Him. There's nothing before Him. There's nothing after Him. He is the good God who does good things. When it says the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever, guess how long His mercy is going to last? And you're going to need it every day, just like I'm going to need it every day. And it's working on our behalf. You can trust that when you walk out your door, the mercy of God is under every footstep that you take. Amen? And give thanks. Give thanks. It's great to be thankful, but you just walk around being thankful and no one will know. Being thankful doesn't magnify God. Giving thanks magnifies God. Being thankful is good because you won't give thanks unless you are thankful. But when you are thankful, what He's saying is open your mouth. Open your mouth. So what we're getting ready to do is we're going to sing. And then we're going to pray and we're going to thank Him for all the good things in our life. For all the good things He's done for us. For all the good things He will do for us. For all the good things that He is. In Jesus' name. He's a good God. He's a good God. You got more songs? We're going to praise and we're going to sing and we're going to pray and we're going to sing and we're going to thank God. Because not just because it's Thanksgiving, because every day for you Thanksgivers. But if you're a Thanksgiver, every day is Thanksgiving. Amen? So I got a bunch of Thanksgivers here. Let's do some Thanksgiving.
For the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good.
I know that His
mercy endureth forever.
Oh, for the Lord is good.
Yes, the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever.
Father God, we are so thankful. We thank you for every good thing that you're doing in our lives, in the lives around us. We thank you for your holiness, that there is none like you, and that we can always and at all times look to you, worshiping you, giving you glory, trusting you, having faith that we will always and at all times come out victorious from everything that would come against us cannot be used. It will not be successful. It will fail because you are good. You have saved us. You have made us free. You have accepted us as your children in the beloved. You have seated us together with Christ in heavenly places. And we have all things through you and in you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every good thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, for the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever.
Oh,
the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever.
Oh,
the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever.
Oh,
the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good.
I know that His mercy
endureth forever.
Pray this with me, Father God. We thank you for every good thing that's happened in these churches, in the ministry, for every prayer that you've answered, for every time that you've helped us, for every person saved, for every person healed, for every person brought out through the knowledge of Christ. Lord, we thank you for your goodness shining on us. Lord, we thank you for every opportunity that you've given us to minister to one another. And Lord, we thank you that we are encouragers of you, that we encourage one another and magnify you with thanksgiving, that we build up people, we don't tear them down, and we show them the light, the goodness, the mercy, the kindness, and the giving of thanks. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are good. Thank you, Lord.
For the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good.
I know that His mercy endureth forever.
For the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good.
I know that His mercy endureth forever.
Thank you, Lord. You know, this just the other day, maybe just yesterday, we were giving our granddaughter her birthday present. Her birthday's Tuesday. And we saw her this weekend, so we're giving her, and we didn't even give it to her. But Kim walked out with a basket. And she hadn't even gotten it yet. And she was already shouting. And she was going, ooh. And why? She was excited. She was already thankful for, because why? Because she knew we were good. She knew we were good. If you know God's good, you're not wondering what's going to happen next. You know what's going to happen. In the basket is the good things, and He's bringing them to you, and you're getting ready to have them. Amen? It says in Psalm 26:7, it says that I may publish. What are you going to do? You're going to publish it. What are you going to? You're going to publish how thankful you are. You're going to publish His goodness. What, are you going to publish it? Well, how are you going to publish it? With the voice of thanksgiving. The voice of thanksgiving has its own voice. Amen. It's not, oh, the Lord's good. Lord's good. His mercy endures forever. Is this service about over? You don't want to do that. You don't want to miss out on this. You want to have the voice of thanksgiving. When you're singing, I don't care if you could carry a tune past this chair right here. Sing it as loud as you can. Sing to Him. Praise Him with a heart of worship. Give Him your praise. It says that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell all your wondrous works. What's He saying? I want to tell people so loud that they hear it over here, they hear it over here, they hear it back there, they hear it outside, they hear it in the restaurant, they hear it next tomorrow at work. You're publishing it. You're making a book. You're making a book with your mouth, right? With the voice of thanksgiving, you're publishing how much your God's done for you, how good your God's been to you, how good your God is being to you, and how excited you are about the basket that's coming. Amen? Because it's full of good things. Because why? Because it's given by a good God who does good things. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's publish, Matt.
Oh, I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You're so
this with me. Father God, I publish with the voice of thanksgiving your goodness to me, your power towards me, your love and kindness for me. I publish that you're a good God and you do good things, that you have good things in mind for me and for any who would put their trust in you. Father, we thank you. We give you thanks. We lift you up. We call you Lord. We call you Father. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, with all my heart, 'cause you're so
proclaim this with me, Father God. You strengthen me. You help me. You give me life. You give me breath. You heal my body. You took my pains. You accepted me and gave me your name and placed me as a child in your kingdom. You called me by name and you love me. Lord, I know that your plan for me is good. I'm not looking at what's happening right now. I'm not trusting in the circumstance, but I'm praising and giving thanks to the God who can deliver me. I'm remembering that you've been good, that you are good, and that you will be good all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With all my heart.
Cause you're so good.
You're so good to me.
Yes, I thank you, Lord. With all my heart.
You're so good to me.
Let's sing it one more time and say,
Father. Thank you, Lord. You know, every morning I listen to Psalm 91. I read it, but I listen to it and on my phone when I wake up. And then Psalm 92, for some reason, I always let it run over just a few verses. Because in Psalm 91, not 92, verse 1, it says, it is a good thing. Guess what we're doing today? A good thing. A good thing. We're doing a good thing. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O my Most High. Thank you, Lord. It's a good thing to show forth. What are you doing when you give him thanks and when you praise his name? You show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. We're doing a good thing. Amen. We're thanking him. We're giving him praise and we're showing his loving kindness. What are we doing? We're magnifying how good he is and we're showing that he's a God that loves us. He's a God. If you're in here today and you thought, you know, things are going really to me. You know, the kids are a mess. My wife's not talking to me. We got this going on. The doctor said this. The bill collector said this. I got this in my head and this in my ears. And you know what? If you're thinking all that, there's a God who loves you. There's a God who cares about you, your wife, your kids, your job, the people that know you, the people you know. There's a God that loves you so much that he brought you here today to give him thanks and to praise his name and to remember that no matter where you're at, he'll pull you out. He'll bring you up. He'll place you on a solid rock to stand forever and ever. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to sing another song, this song, whatever we're going to sing, and we're going to praise him for a minute. Thank you, Lord. Be thankful. If you haven't taken time to give thanks this morning, if you haven't in your heart, close your eyes. Let your heart give him thanks. And don't leave here today without taking that moment. Because it's healing to your life. It's healing to relationships. It's healing and restoration to anything that could be trying to bother you or come against you. We're going through things, but we're not stopping in the middle of them. Amen? And at the end of them, we say, thank you, Lord, that I made it through, that I got by, that I went over. And everything that he has for us ends up, what's it say? Thanks be unto God that always, always, how many times? Always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Sing it some more.
You have dealt bountifully with me. So bountifully with me. I've trusted in your mercy. I believed in your grace. You have dealt bountifully with me. So bountifully with me.
My heart does
rejoice. As I sing to you, Lord, you've dealt bountifully with me.
Sing it again.
You have dealt bountifully with me. So bountifully with me. I trusted in your mercy. I believed in your grace. You have dealt. Does rejoice as I speak to you, Lord. You dealt bountifully with me.
Yes, you have dealt.
You have dealt bountifully with me. So bountifully with me. I trusted in your mercy. I believed in your grace. You have dealt. As I sing to you, Lord, you've dealt bountifully with me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to praise and give you thanks, Lord. Thank you that you've been so good to us. Thank you that you are wonderful and kind. Thank you that you're extravagant. You're extravagant in your love for us. You're extravagant in your goodness for us. You're extravagant. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're helping people. That you're helping people in both these churches online, Lord. That by Thanksgiving, we're coming out. We're coming out of the moment and stepping in to eternity. We're coming out of permanent or the moment, and we're going straight into everlasting, because the everlasting goodness of God is over us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Everybody affirm or reaffirm your faith before you go today. Say, Father God, I believe in you. I believe you are good. And I believe in your Son Jesus, that you sent him and he died on a cross and he paid the full price for all my sins. And I believe that you raised him from the dead and you saved me. And Lord, I thank you for that salvation. Jesus, I confess you as Lord of my life. And as you help me, I will serve you all of my days. Altar care workers, come forward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're in here today and you prayed that prayer for the first time, or you want somebody to join faith with you, or give thanks with you, we got a bunch of thanksgivers up here today, so they can give thanks. They can pray with you. They got any questions you want answered, they're here. It's been a good day. God's the Lord's helping us. But it's not today. We want to leave here And we want to remember. Remember to be thankful. Remember to give thanks. When you see something, it's not wrong to see something and say, Lord, thank you for that. That right out loud. Right out loud. So say it about you. If your waitress does a good job, I thank God for you. Say it right out loud. Give God thanks because He's good and He's doing good things. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. What are we going to sing, Matt?
Goodness of God.
Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that a couple times and then we'll be dismissed.
Because all my life you have been faithful.